Title: Navigating Gainsharing Pitfalls in Value-Based Models. Content: As the shift toward value-based care continues to transform the healthcare industry, hospitals and health systems are increasingly utilizing incentive-based physician compensation structures. Incentive-based compensation often includes a combination of a base salary with a variable bonus component tied to performance metrics, with the metrics being chosen based on overarching organizational goals, such as improving quality of care and managing costs. With these aims in mind, hospitals and health systems often base bonus achievement on meeting certain objective metrics, such as patient satisfaction scores, productivity measures, adherence to clinical guidelines, cost-saving measures, or other quality indicators most applicable to the department or physician group involved. These types of arrangements, which are often termed gain-sharing or pay-for-performance, encompass a broad spectrum of partnerships wherein healthcare providers collaborate to cut unnecessary healthcare costs and subsequently share the resulting savings. However, particularly when looking to use metrics based on cost savings, hospitals and health systems should incorporate safeguards in the incentive compensation model to reduce the risk of violating the gain-sharing prohibition of the Civil Monetary Penalties Law, gain-sharing CMPL. The gain-sharing CMPL. The gain-sharing CMPL prohibits hospitals from making a payment, directly or indirectly, to a physician as an inducement to reduce or limit medically necessary services provided with respect to Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries. Penalties for violating the gain-sharing CMPL can include civil monetary penalties ranging from $5,000 to $10,000, which may be assessed based on each patient who was involved in the prohibited arrangement, meaning that the hospital or physician involved with an inappropriate compensation system could face significant penalties. 1. History and current application of the gain-sharing CMPL. Originally, the gain-sharing CMPL banned payments to physicians that could lead physicians to decrease or limit any services to Medicare or Medicaid beneficiaries. This language was interpreted broadly, with the Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, OIG, releasing a special advisory bulletin in July of 1999 that essentially banned most gain-sharing or similar types of pay-for-performance compensation arrangements that were based on cost savings. In particular, the special advisory bulletin provided in pertinent part, gain-sharing arrangements that directly or indirectly provide physicians financial incentives to reduce or limit items or services to patients that are under the physician's clinical care are precisely the kind of physician incentive plans that Congress prohibited when it enacted Section 1128A(b)(1) of the Act. The language of the statute, the language of the companion statute on managed care physician incentive plans, and the legislative history compel the conclusion that Section 1128A(b)(1) of the Act prohibits any hospital physician incentive plan that compensates a physician directly or indirectly based on cost savings on items and services furnished to patients under the physician's clinical care. 2. However, in April of 2015, Congress passed the Medicare Access and CHIP Reauthorization Act of 2015, MACRA, which revised the gain-sharing CMPL to address only inducements that might lead to reductions in medically necessary care. 3. MACRA's passage signaled a shift in the Medicare program moving away from payment based on volume toward payment based on value and quality of care that required opening the door to some forms of gain-sharing arrangements that had historically been prohibited. Although the OIG continues to tread cautiously in permitting gain-sharing arrangements due to concerns around decreases in medically necessary care, it now consistently acknowledges that gain-sharing arrangements can provide considerable advantages when structured appropriately. 4. In particular, it is crucial that these programs are structured to avoid regulatory pitfalls, especially by addressing the risk that payments could incentivize physicians to direct patients towards a hospital involved in a gain-sharing agreement with such physicians, or to select products or make other clinical decisions based predominantly on cost rather than on quality and the needs of the patient. He.